The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The experiment was a success. Begin Life Force Reboot Program. Now.
Stand clear. Life signs stable.
It's alive. Set it loose.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hello. Welcome to the broadcast. How in the world are you? This is the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network. So we have got We have got a lot of stuff to talk about. If I could just move my tongue properly. Okay. You know, I was looking at all the headlines and I thought, you know what we're going to start off with? We're just going to talk a little bit about, we'll call it the break room. Just the headlines, the stories that, you know, you're in the break room and people are talking about these stories and you really kind of know the story, but you don't, and you kind of want to know what you're talking about a little bit. So I'm going to give you a little, go around the world real quick with some headlines, just let you know what happened this past week. This past week alone. Because I can't tell you, almost every morning, I wake up and I say, that's amazing. I can't believe this is going on. And the next day, the same thing. So maybe I should have a ticker because we're around the world in 3 minutes. Russia says it will attack U.S. planes bombing the Syrian military. U.S. shoots down armed Iranian-made drone as tensions mount. Russia's defense minister said Friday it launched cruise missiles at ISIS targets in Syria, destroying command centers and ammunition depots. It's the latest example of complicated conflict in the skies over Syria. Now remember, those strikes follow the downing of a Syrian jet by the U.S. and two drones that were shot down by the U.S. A back on fire in the Middle East, for sure. In North Korea, Otto Warmbier passed away. Once he arrived in the United States, he stayed alive for a few days. And once he arrived here, Thursday was the funeral. He arrived here in the U.S. in a coma. I mean, it was unbelievable. North Korea, they say, look, that's a mystery to us. We don't know. It was botulism. That's what it was. He got in contact with botulism immediately after going to prison here. And I don't think botulism is the same in North Korea. I think maybe that could be the issue. And then, of course, in London, we had the London fire. Horrible. Horrible. Police are now considering manslaughter charges, although I don't know who they're planning on charging with manslaughter. They're just investigating possible criminal activities committed toward the Grenfell Towers. They're already evacuating other buildings in London. Some hundreds of people are being evacuated out of other buildings in London due to the siding that went up that's supposed to be a huge fire hazard. It was horrific. People couldn't get out of the building and it burned hotter and longer and, you know, it was just terrible. And I don't know that there's actually a crime that was committed. Although you could say, well, they knew it would burn like that if it caught fire. Well, do you know when it's going to catch fire? No. But we did have the song by Simon Cowell that the charity song, Bridge. And, you know, you expect better from Simon. If you want to get the song and, donate, and bless you, they need it. And or doing the song, and Simon got all the, you know, artists together, and they did this tremendous, beautiful song. But you do expect better from Simon. I mean, I did anyway. Maybe it was just happened so fast that he couldn't quite make it as good as he wanted to, right? I mean, I don't know. It's just that whole Bridge Over Troubled Water from Simon. I can play it for you. And I know a lot of people, thought it was beautiful. And I guess so. It's beautiful if you're thinking of the horrific loss at the Grenfell Towers and what a cool thing it is. I got it. But I expected a lot better from Simon Cowell, I'll tell you that. But you can, artist for Grenfell, and it's on the UK iTunes chart. No problem. Okay. Now let's come back here to the United States. Shall we? Every day in this country, it is unbelievable. It doesn't matter. We're being bombarded every single day. Now, this story is actually a United States story, but it happened in the United Kingdom, of course, from the great actor Johnny Depp in the UK, trying to be so European. I was born in Owensboro, Kentucky. Okay, Johnny, we got it. You're Mr. Sophistication. He talked about, assassinating the president of the United States of America. And hey, look, there was, I can't tell you if he really wants to kill the president. He says no. He says, no. Are you kidding me? I'm an actor. I lie for a living. When's the last time an actor assassinated the president? I'm probably going to get in trouble. Well, now he's, of course, walk that back. I meant no malice at all. I was just talking off the cuff. Now hopefully the Secret Service, they say that they're aware of the situation, but they're not allowed to comment on the investigations. So hopefully, at least just to say, Johnny, what are you thinking, douche? Get over yourself. We have the Obama administration admitting, oh, geez, we sort of choked on that whole Russian hacking election thing. Oh, yeah. Never mind. Don't worry about it, though. It's Trump's fault. Man, does Trump suck, huh? I know it was us. Look, we choked a little, and we knew about it. I didn't want to, I knew, the people told me that they had it under control, and I didn't want to do anything. I mean, I didn't want to say anything to, the American people or anything, because I didn't want them to think that I sucked. But we sure did kind of joke on that, right? Yeah, you sure did. You sure did. And then our president, Donald Trump, had a speech, kind of a campaign thank you to Iowa for making me president. I've been the president of the United States for 150 days, and you people are wonderful. And we've got more jobs than ever before, although that's not really true because, even as we speak, jobs in the Carolinas from Boeing are being laid off. But don't worry about that because I create jobs. That's what I do. And I want to tell the people of Iowa this. Look, we're in Iowa. I'm having a little campaign speech here. I want to talk about the greatness of my first 150 days and how smart I am. So if you're the president, why not? I don't know. Just tell them what you're thinking off the top of your head.
We will build the wall. We need it. We need it. We have to stop the drugs from flowing in.
Flowing?
People don't realize.
Talking like me.
We're already spending a lot of money on design. But I'll give you an idea that nobody has heard about yet. And I'm not sure, but I'm a builder. That's what I love to do. That's probably what I do best. I'm a builder.
Yeah.
And we're thinking of something that's unique. We're talking about the southern border. Lots of sun, lots of heat. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall.
Are we?
So it creates energy.
They're like,
and pays for itself.
They're waiting for the punchline. Oh, wait, he's not joking. Oh, yeah, he's not joking. Hey.
And this way, Mexico will have to pay much less money. And that's good, right?
That's good.
Right?
Is that good? Tell me that's good. Because I originally said it didn't matter at all.
You're the first group I've told that to. It's solar wall.
Yeah,
makes sense. Let's see. We're working it out. We'll see. Solar wall panels. Beautiful. I mean, actually, think of it. The higher it goes, the more valuable it is. It's like...
Is it, Mr. President?
Pretty good imagination, right?
Good. Pretty good imagination.
My idea. So we have a good shot. That's one of the places that solar really does work. The tremendous sun and heat, it really does work there. So we'll see what happens with that. That would be great. And I think we could make it look beautiful, too. It would really look beautiful. So that would be nice.
I can't take it. I don't think he really fully understands the whole solar thing. But good for him. Good for him. I mean, I am looking forward to that solar wall. Boy. Because we first didn't care if Mexico had to pay for it or not. They're going to pay for it. Period. Matter how much it costs. Now we're concerned that, you know what, it'll be cheaper for him. Actually, no, it doesn't really work that way. Anyone that's put in solar will tell you how expensive it is. But I'm sure, maybe we can give Mexico some government subsidies when they build the solar wall, some U.S. subsidies to keep that solar wall going. And a lot of the solar panels and solar works for power and stuff really doesn't matter how close to the sun you are. It's a matter of holding the power and holding the power that you're getting from the daylight and the sun. You need batteries to keep everything alive, which they don't really have honed perfectly yet, and it's really expensive to get the power of all those batteries. A lot of times you can't just have the batteries sitting there holding the power because they don't necessarily hold the power great, and then you got to keep them above 50% of charge, otherwise you lose the old school batteries. Just like, remember how your cell phone battery used to have to charge all the way? You never could charge it partial because you charged it partial, that's as far as it would charge from then on. Yeah, that's a lot of the solar batteries are like that. I don't know if you knew that. For the big generator solar powers, not the little stuff. The little solar stuff works great. You have a little solar panel that charges your phone out in the woods, that works great. You have the solar panel that fires the little generator that keeps the refrigerator started and maybe runs your TV or keeps the freezer going. Those work great. But the ones where there's one that you want to power everything, you want to power a home, you want to power more than one home, you want to power a neighborhood, yeah, those aren't quite honed yet. Ask Tesla about that. Those aren't quite ready for what he's referring to as the solar wall. Plus, I don't know what they're going to use to build it. But it's going to be tough getting 2x4s from Home Depot. Apparently, Home Depot is ripping people off. They're not selling full 2x4s. And there's a lawsuit pending right now. Those bastards. Those bastards. Telling you that you're buying 2x4s, but really, they're like 2x3.5. Wow. Are you getting ripped off? Are you getting ripped off? I would not take it. I wouldn't take it at all. And then we had the big election that everybody's all wound up at. in Georgia. Yeah, no, no way. I noticed CNN would not say that. What's her face? The lady that beat John Ossoff, Karen Handel. They wouldn't even say that she won. They would, CNN most of the night after the election said, Karen Handel didn't lose. Wait, what? Yeah, no, Karen Handel didn't lose. I know, but she won. She beat us up. No, she didn't lose. Great stat concerning that election. In 2016, since it was a special election, in 2016, the Democrat, Rodney Stooksbury, no money. 124,917 votes. Ossoff, 23 million, 124,893 votes. He lost votes. I think he ended up actually with a bigger percentage because there was less people that voted. Still, though, I have money for nothing. Now, CNN wasn't the only crowd of people that were flabbergasted by the Ossoff laws. And if you want to hear some fine analysis of the Georgia election, Whoopi Goldberg explained it to us on The View.
The bottom line is, you can say it's a loss. I don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. I see that Democrats are coming out, and they're not coming out perhaps in the numbers you want them to come out in. Montana,
yeah,
we
no, they're not.
This kid, the man who ran Wait. Against the gentleman who won, would never have had not one Wait. Iota of movement had changes not been happening. I'm saying I'm not looking at this as a loss. I'm looking at it as slow progress.
The hell are you talking about? So she goes from Georgia. I may have to listen to that again. She goes from Georgia.
The bottom line is,
to
you can say
Montana, right? And then back to Georgia. All right. Let's see,
I'm here with you one more time.
It's a loss. I don't see it that way.
I see it that way.
I see that Democrats are coming out, and they're not coming out perhaps in the numbers you want them to come out in.
Yeah, no, they're
Montana,
not.
The man who ran against the gentleman who won was
the man who ran against the gentleman who won.
Had not one iota of movement had changes not been happening. I'm saying I'm not looking at this as a loss. I'm looking at it as slow progress. Mm-hmm.
That is some fine analysis.
This is The Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
The Jeff Fisher Show.
Welcome to it. And the little voice you just heard a moment ago is correct. This is The Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffEMRA, Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio, Instagram at JeffEMRA. So maybe I'll call my son in a little bit. I know he was sleeping when I left. I should have just kicked him and drug him out of bed and brought him in because I wanted to get his review of Transformers. We all went to see Transformers yesterday. And, you know, many people are saying, it's the worst movie ever. It's horrible. It's Transformers. It's what it is. Now, I have invested my retirement plan in Transformers. I don't think my son realizes that the investment that he thinks are his toys are my investments for retirement because I believe I right now have about enough to retire on.
you know, for $2 or $3 a month. But during that entire movie, all I could see was, there's a new Transformer, there's a new Transformer, there's a new Transformer, there's a new Transformer, and I could feel the money sucking out of my wallet.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show.
Only on the Blaze Radio Network.
The Jeff Fisher Show is on.
That it is. Okay, this story cannot be. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. And if it is real, perhaps we need to, we need to rethink it a little bit. Now, a week ago, we had breaking news on Bill Cosby, right? I mean, the charges of aggravated indecent assault ended in a mistrial. And that happened, you know, during this program live last week, about the same time that we're talking right now. Now, Mr. Cosby, I'm a Bill Cosby fan. I know that. And quite frankly, I'm tired of talking about Bill Cosby. And why are you talking about him? Because of this story that I have in my hands right now that I cannot believe is real. Okay. Now, we know that, look, Cosby's legacy is done. It's over, right? I mean, it's over. And it probably should be if he raped those women. I know. But you've already ruined him. Okay, I don't know how much more of the people's money they're going to spend to try the man, but, you know, he's 80 years old, and, you know, we've been down this road. Right? I mean, it's over. He doesn't have he can't do his act anywhere. He's not going to be doing movies. Maybe in 20 or 25 years, the Cosby Show will make it back to Netflix. In some obscure, they'll rename it. Like the show that had Bill Cosby on it. Won't be the Cosby Show. But, you know, it's possible. Because the show itself was funny, but it's tough to, some of that stuff is tough to see now. Knowing what you believe to be true now about Bill Cosby. But Andrew Wyatt and Ebony Bunsen, publicists for Bill Cosby, were on Good Morning Alabama. And, sir, if we really, I mean, Good Morning America wouldn't have them? We're going to go on Good Morning Alabama. Okay, well, maybe they're making the round on all the Good Morning shows, you know, for each state. God bless him. But it says here by the publicist that Bill Cosby is going to be holding some town halls around the country. And good. I mean, maybe, you know, try to, you know, work in a little comedy. It won't be necessarily an act, because if you have an act that people are going to show up and you know, with their signs and you suck. Right? Bill Cosby, according to his publicist, is going to be holding a series of town halls to educate young people on sexual assault. This can't be real. It just can't be real. Can it? Benson said Cosby wants to hold these town halls because it's important for people to be educated on what can be considered sexual assault. Laws are changing. The statute of limitations for victims of sexual assault are being extended. That's why people need to be educated, she said. You know, a brush across the shoulder at this point can be considered sexual assault, and it's a good thing to be educated about the law. Now, we know Cosby has been accused of sexual assault or misconduct by at least 50 women. See, that's what... Oh, we've been down the Cosby Road. but has only gone on trial for the assault of one. And, of course, that one said that Cosby drugged and assaulted her at his house in 2004. Of course, they're trying to schedule a retrial on the big Cosby drug case. Now, the good thing is, or the bad thing, depending on how you look at it, there's no official schedule for the town halls yet. But look, they're planning on at least a 5-city tour. Quick stops in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia. I mean, that's only three, but they said five. And perhaps Bill needs to maybe, I don't know if he's heard of a thing called the internet. Maybe he, rents a space without a lot of people around, and then he tells us what he wants us to know. And we watch it on our own in our own homes, not out in public. And then Bill doesn't have to come out into public and face the crowds. I think that would be the smart thing to do. But, I mean, really, if this is true, he's just missing being in the limelight. And he's missing feeling the crowds and the audience. And, I mean, that's why he was still performing. He's been performing for 1,000 years now. So now he's going to find a way to perform again in front of a live audience to get the feel. I would say Bill, no. Bill, call me. I'm not sure Andrew and Ebony have your best interest at heart. It's probably a good thing for you just to, don't even do the internet thing. You know what you should do is stay home. Maybe fight with the wife a little bit. Call the kids once in a while. You've got security. Go out for a walk once in a while, around the neighborhood, close to home. And if you want to go someplace, away, go. Just don't announce it. Just go. And what I would do also is I would make sure that when you're going, I would keep the windows up. Tinted. So people don't see. Bill, I don't think you understand. I don't think he understands the deal. But there's not a lot of people liking you, Bill. Whether you're innocent or not, whether you're guilty, what I would do is stay home. That's my advice. Call me, Bill. Have Ebony and Wyatt give me a call. We'll straighten it out for you, okay? Because if you're actually thinking about doing town halls to educate people on sexual assault, hell, I could do that. Oh, you're not Bill Cosby. You know what? Maybe I'll go on tour with Bill. That's what I'll do. Bill, I'm offering my services. I'll go out on tour with you. We'll educate people on sexual assault. Other news, Ferguson, Missouri. Congratulations to Michael Brown's parents. They're finally done with their lawsuit against the city of Ferguson. They have settled their wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson over the fatal shooting of their son. Congratulations, that case is finally put to an end. We're not sure exactly how much they got, how much they received. The judge didn't want it, wanted it sealed because, for their safety. The disclosure of the terms in the settlement agreement, it could jeopardize the safety of individuals involved in this matter, whether as witnesses, parties, or investigators. The public policy to consider records open is outweighed by the adverse impact to the plaintiffs. Now, that's legalese for they don't want people to know how much money they got. Now, apparently, the city has a cap at $3 million. So everyone is saying that, you know, oh, for sure it's under $3 million. The city can't pay more than that. It's a cap. Okay. I'll give you that. But they also made it clear that, you know, look, it was a fair and reasonable compensation for this wrongful death, and it is in the best interests of each plaintiff. Really? Okay. And also, by the way, we made sure that the attorneys got enough to cover their services. So they got a cut out of that. And we made sure that the parents of Michael Brown were, compensated for. It's so nice of them. So nice of them, because, you know, that bastard police officer in Ferguson, after being attacked by their son, shot him. How dare they? I mean, that whole thing, but think of how much that sparked across the country. Hands up, don't shoot. Wow. It was all built on a lie. Jeff, the Justice Department went into Ferguson and found ample excuses for racism throughout the police department. Did they? And then they found this during their investigation after the Michael Brown shooting. They all went in, they found out. And the great Eric Holder and his team went in. Yeah. Weird. Seems to me I remember the parents of Michael Brown, if not the mother and father, for sure the father, shouting on film, death to police, death to white people. So it's good. Congratulations. They got that case settled, that wrongful death of their son, and I hope they spend it wisely.
Here we go.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
Jeff Fisher. Welcome to it on the Blaze Radio Network. Rich in New York. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Jeffy, what's happening?
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Hey, you know, I appreciate your show because you're like one of the only shows where, you know, a conservative like me is allowed to actually criticize Trump, you know, because... You know,
are you calling to criticize the President of the United States?
That's it. Hit the button, Jeffy. Cut me off.
Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
No tapes. Hey, Jeffy, no tapes. Let me tell you how laughable this whole thing was, you know, now that he's come out and said no tapes. I knew there were no tapes, okay, back when he called Comey a liar.
Yeah, the world.
Okay? During that press conference he had where he was with some foreign dignitary or whatever leader. And the information about Comey's conversation with Trump had been out for weeks. People were talking about, you know, the pledge of loyalty, the Mike Flynn, and there were no denials from the White House or from the douche in chief himself.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, now during a press conference, Mr. Trump, or Mr. President, which I cannot stand calling him that. Mr.
He's
President,
the President.
Did you ask for a pledge? No, I did not. He doesn't even think of it. Mr. President, did you ask him to go easy on Michael? No, I didn't. And, by the way, Mr. President, are there any tapes? And right then I said, there can't be any.
There's no
because
tapes.
If there was any documentation, it would show he's a liar. So I knew right then and there was nothing.
But he can't bring himself since he already tweeted that the possibility of tapes exists just for the threat. He can't bring himself to say, Well, no, there's not any. There's not. There's never any tapes. There, I don't know of any tapes. Period. It was just a tweet. His response was, you know, I don't have any tapes, but who knows? There might be some out there. I mean, I don't know. Somebody could have been recording it.
When it came down to a he said between Comey and Trump, can we examine the history of who the real liar is? How many times and how many different people has Trump called a liar? Isn't it amazing how everybody else is a liar except him? You know what I'm saying?
I got to say, there is something to I am no fan, and I appreciate what you're saying. Trust me, I got it. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Okay.
But there is something to the piling on to the president. And, you know, we've talked about it before. I mean, there is something to, it's just, okay, enough, you know, enough. But it just never seems to stop. It's every single day, and it doesn't matter, you know, by who. The press is pissed. There's not going to be any, there's not going to be any daily briefings? How dare you? I mean, I would just will go on record as saying, moi, Jeff Fisher, predicted that months ago. I mean, I'm not a master legislator like Nancy Pelosi, but even I figured that one out. And this is what you got. Told you all along from the very beginning when it looked as though in the beginning, he can't win. He's not going to win. And then he started, you know, beating up on people and, you know, Lion Ted, Little Marco. It's just what you get. It's what you get. But look, he's a builder. It's what he does. It's probably what he does best. He's a builder. And he's just thinking out loud. It's quite an imagination, wouldn't you say? Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
This is the Jeff Fisher Show, only on the Blaze Radio Network.